Okay, the recording has started.
This is the New Hampshire exit meeting for August, 18th, 2023. We're New Hampshire independent activists. And I guess we got Ian Freeman here and Chris Wade, and I'm Dave Ridley. Riley's here. You can give your last name or not if you as you see fit.
I'm Riley.
So I was gonna, you know, whoever has news related to New Hampshire independence, let us know.
Do you want to start?
I can start. Sure, I can start with what I have.
Yeah, why don't you start? I'm not sure if Ian's here yet. It sounds like he's not.
Yeah.
Well, we can't hear you, Ian, if you are talking.
If Ian's not here, I'll try to summarize a little bit what I understand is what Ian's doing. I guess they're, he's trying to get some ideas from the Texas people as to what has and has not worked for them. And one of the things they think worked well was using Yvonne Bailey, who's a PR person. And she's a former state rep, but I don't think she lives in, she's a former New Hampshire state rep, but she doesn't live in New Hampshire anymore. And she's very young for a former state rep. And she's a PR person. I guess they've been using her and they've been happy with the results. We've been trying to reclaim some of the old accounts that have been abandoned. You know, like there was an NH exit account that stopped being used in late 2016. And we're trying to figure out who still has access to that or who ran it. We don't really even remember. Stuff like that, some housekeeping stuff, trying to rebuild some stuff. And one thing we have successfully rebuilt is the status of the NH exit Facebook group. I was finally able to get back into Facebook as a result of them easing their... They were not letting me into my own account just because they wanted the blood of a virgin for me to get into my account. So, but they relaxed their rules on getting into your own account, I guess, at some point over the last 18 months, and I was finally able to get back in. And so that working again more properly, and it's set up to handle the next time I get eliminated from Facebook, I guess. And there was a time, like in the past, where Facebook demanded an ID, like a photo ID from me to get into my own account. But I just don't know what they're going to do next, and I don't assume that I'm going to have access to it a month from now. But anyway, so that's a minor thing that's back in action. I guess Russell Canning is working on a little bit of, trying to see how we might be able to professionalize the operation a little bit more. And again, he's also trying to take some cues from Texas. And I started doing the same thing, you know, with Texas and trying to learn some things. And in my case, I think I may have learned what not to do. So according to Wikipedia, there was some incident, I guess, where one or more Texas people visited Russia, allegedly. And that's what it says on Wikipedia. I don't know who to believe or what to believe. But that was considered a minor scandal, I guess. And it gave me an idea that if it happened to them, I guess it could happen to us. So we could get approached by some foreign government at some point. I think the thing to do, if that happens, is probably to refuse to meet with them unless maybe they release a political prisoner or something like that. Or maybe if it's a really benign government, they don't have any political prisoners, then they could be met with. It's kind of like the kiss of death interacting with Beijing or interacting with Moscow, you know, under the current oppressive governments that they have. But it could be turned to our advantage, you know, like Jesse Jackson used to do in the 1980s, that he went to Lebanon and got a U.S. pilot, U.S. military pilot freed after he had bombed a target in Lebanon and been shot down. He tried to bomb something, got shot down. And Jackson was also able to get three U.S. prisoners released from Serbian custody in 1999. They were U.S. soldiers who had been captured by Serbia. already happened to Texas. At least according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, makes sense. Whether or not, you know, whether or not it's a bad idea or not, I don't know. It's not really, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to Russia, so probably not terribly relevant.
You'd think not, but again, like I said, this is something along these lines has already happened to both Texit and CalExit, so I guess we'd be next, right?
I mean, I'd suspect that something to do with, like, associating with, like, white supremacists, I guess, would be more likely something that would be used against us. But that or, like, the Civil War.
So then how would something like that be dealt with?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, so a lot of times I think they're just going to claim, you know, make claims that are baseless and that we don't even have an opportunity to defend against. So,
yeah, we never even get a platform on which to face our accusers.
Right. So, I mean, I guess the first thing is to get the platform, like get, you know, we got to have that before we, you know, we can defend ourselves against, you know, false accusations.
Yeah, I guess speaking of platforms, I have restarted the Riddler report, and I will be trying to ask more, independence-related questions at places that I wouldn't normally get such questions, I guess, like at local events and stuff like that. I'm just trying to figure out whatever I can do to, like, up the level of NH exit activity, even if I'm at a city council meeting. And I'd welcome any advice on how to do that. The best I can think of is just to focus questions a little bit more on, hey, you know, this thing that you guys do, you know, what extent, do you, you know, how many federal regulations do you have to comply with? Or what does the federal government say about that? Or whatnot? Or why are you following instructions from the torture chamber people? Have you ever considered a run for a state office, and what's your position on the state declaring independence? Maybe that'd be another thing. I'm stretching a little bit, but, you know, this is the gift that gives, so I need to make it continue giving, I think. You know, independence is the perfect storm issue.
Well, independence is definitely that perfect storm, because you're declaring your independence from an institution that people value, that people have valued for centuries, and they have mythology about it. And when you start wanting to break away from that story, that mythology, it's like, you can't leave. You can't leave us. How dare you leave us?
Why I like the issue so much is because it makes people say things that sound crazy.
Yeah.
That's all I had. I'm going to step away for a sec, and I will let you talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, who else did we get here?
I don't have anything on my end.
Yeah,
Chris.
I think we had. I thought we had another person in here, but I'm not sure who it was. They left just now or something. Maybe it was Ian trying to connect. I'm not sure. I can hear somebody there. Somebody just said hello. Who is that?
Hello, it's Ian.
Your volume is very low right now.
My volume is low. Okay.
I don't know if you can increase it. I think, Ian, you might be breaking up. We can't hear you if you're trying to talk, Ian, at all. There's nothing. Yeah, I don't know that we do all that much secret stuff.
One thing we could do if we run out
of
people and...
I'm also on the browser. Is it going to be terrible?
Oh, hey, I can hear you, Bonnie.
Oh, I didn't know my mute wasn't on. Can you hear me fine? Like, way
yeah.
better than Ian?
Yeah, you're pretty good. You sound great.
Better than Ian's.
Well,
yeah.
Why did you do that? Couldn't get off?
I'm driving here. I can't do very much.
Okay, you could ask me to get off.
Well, still, so I was having issues with the browser.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, we're trying to get an update for you, Ian, and what you've been up to.
Yeah, I had a meeting this week with Yvonne Bailey, who is a former state rep, as you mentioned. She's now running a PR firm out in Los Angeles. She is the PR girl for, or one of two PR people that Texas Nationalist Movement has hired. She's been on board with them for approximately 1 year. And she claims that they've had very good results with amping up their social media presence. Many of you have seen the very persuasive minute-long or slightly less than a minute-long videos that we have yet to successfully emulate. I wrote some scripts earlier this year, and then Joe was going to produce them, but then he disappeared to Grafton, so that's kind of not gone anywhere. Daniel Miller speaks very highly of Ms. Yvonne and her abilities. He says that they started with a lower priced plan, and then within 1 month they upped it to, because they were, you know, happy with her representation, they upped it to the full price plan, which is $10,000 a month. That's obviously a lot of money. But you know, I think that this movement needs PR help. I mean, we're blowing in the wind as far as being able to earn media successfully.
And we just lost Ian.
It's Ridley. And I guess I have a thought. Ian's back. Hey, you're still breaking up, Ian. Can you try again?
Unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we're driving down to Winchester. Anyway, let's see. So, what I was saying is I'm just not sure that the organizations themselves that I want to funnel PR to would be ready for the full level of service. So I think starting on the lower tier would probably be the smart way to go. Just because their foundation for New Hampshire independence has sort of historically been very slow to react to things. Alu always has. Had to ask the board for permission to do things, and that would require the board to meet, and before you know it, it was 2 or 3 months later. New Hampshire Independence PAC seems more nimble, they seem more, ready to accept help, so I think they would probably be excitedly on board with this, and Matt Santhanastasso sounded very interested in having the help when he files the bill for next year, so there's definitely some interest. But I don't know if we need them taking care of social media because, once we have more things to talk about, we certainly can post things to social media, although they've done a very good job for Texas Nationalist Movement, and Daniel is very happy with them. So that's my report.
Well, one question here. It sounds like maybe you buried the lead there. Did you say Matt is submitting secession legislation for 2024?
Yes, he is definitely going to bring back CACR 32. But it's definitely going to happen. I spoke with him this week about that when I called to ask him about his thoughts on the PR situation.
Wow. I thought he was going to do some weak thing.
Okay, that's good. That's really,
that's more important than anything else we discussed today, and that's more important than anything else that happens. Just whether that piece of legislation gets filed.
Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, the challenge is to find, hopefully, as many co-sponsors this time around as the first time around. We don't want that number going down, but of course, some of those people don't exist in the legislature anymore, so, it's going to be a fresh round of trying to get the word out to potential allies and convince them to come on board. And he's right now, he's busy with the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Summit, or whatever it is they call it, where they get the state legislatures together and, talk about things. In that case, this year, by the way, that particular event has gone to invite only. It was so popular last year, they had to move the thing to a larger room at the restaurant they were in. They didn't have enough food to feed everyone, and it... there's just too many people attending it, so they had to make it invite only. So he's focusing on that for the moment, and he asked me for a follow-up after that is over, so I've got it on my calendar to give him a call after the 24th and remind him that, okay, now's the time to, get out there and start talking to the state reps because the filing window is coming up in the beginning of September.
Okay, well, I'll be calling Talk Radio more vigorously than usual to announce this that he's apparently going to be filing that.
Well, I would hold off on calling them until the filing has actually been made. That's probably when we're going to want to do this big media push, and that's by that time we want to have PR help to get the word out about this in a way that we were never able to do before. But obviously you can call them whenever you want, but. I think it's more relevant after the bill has been filed and we can tout how many people were co-sponsoring it. If any calls are going to be made in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think they should be made to potential allies to get them to sign on board with the co-sponsor on this. So any state reps that you guys know that were either on the fence last time around or already supportive, they got to be made alert here. So Yvonne had some cool ideas that she shared. One of them is to utilize the first in the nation situation here and sort of play the issue off of the candidates that are coming here and try to get them to take a position. So once the bill gets filed, it's in the news again. It's a thing that people are going to talk about, and that means it's totally legit to ask, you know, these lying scumbag presidential candidates if anyone wants to bother to actually go to their stupid town halls, if you can get a question in and get them on the record about, well, will you turn the military against New Hampshire peacefully seceding, and get them to say what they would do, get them on the record for that, then she can push that out there as well.
Carla already did that. Carla asked RFK Jr. and he didn't say no.
Right?
He didn't say no. I wouldn't use violence against you guys. So yeah,
he definitely dodged that. I heard that.
Yeah.
It was all over the New Hampshire. Our circles anyway.
So basically, the idea is use these presidential candidates coming here to try to amp up the attention on the secession issue. So I think that's a pretty good thought. It's something we couldn't do 2 years ago, but we can do this time.
Well, I'm intermittently available to do some of those town halls, get in front of those cameras. In front of those candidates with a camera. The weak link in my chain in being able to do that is that most of these visits you only get about 3 days notice, and I do not read it. I don't read the papers every 3 days. So if anybody knows of a candidate coming to visit, especially if they're visiting Cheshire County, then please contact me and warn me that they're coming. Does everyone have my contact information?
This is your first presidential season.
Oh, second. Well, I guess not that I lived here, but I was in New Hampshire.
You just weren't clued into it.
Bonnie, we can't really understand you very well. If you were able to speak closer to the microphone, that would be helpful. But I'm going to ask you.
If everyone has my... Is everyone...
You guys are breaking up again.
Did everyone hear my request? I need warning that these people are going to be in New Hampshire, especially if they're going to be in Keene or Winchester. Presidential candidates, and I need to know if everyone has my contact info.
I would recommend getting on the Cheshire County Republicans email list. They will be posting and have been posting candidate appearances in this area. That's probably the best way to be clued in. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we heard you there.
Yeah, I guess then the ad purchases wouldn't help. I mean, they wouldn't hurt either. If I have more advertisers, then I can usually project the really report a little bit further.
Ridley, why don't you reach out to me and we'll talk.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, Chris has been an advertiser in the past, and Ian is the first person to... start advertising on the rebooted Grizzly Report, and that is much appreciated. Both appreciated.
Yeah, we'll be sponsoring Ridley to promote NHX on the Ridley Report, so we'll be getting it out there, the through Ridley Report.
I guess another idea is if you get desperate, you know, to have a video, like if you can't afford Yvonne's videos or whatever, I can, you know, produce a cheaper one for you. It won't look as good, probably. I don't have very good equipment, but, you know, I can make a difference between zero and one if you need to, if it's me or nothing, I can probably make an NH exit video.
I want to say one thing about that. I think that's a your the plan. If the plan is to use her around like the bill being put forward or something to promote it or something along those lines, that seems like a good idea to me. But yeah, I thought it. I don't know. I guess I wasn't really sure what you guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah, well, you could use her for multiple things, but yeah, that would definitely be like item number one.
So yeah, like there's an objective here, like there's an actual like goal.
Yeah, the goal is to get more attention, hopefully significantly more attention on the issue than we did the first time around.
Okay.
The enemies of Liberty want this thing to get buried. They don't want it to come back. They want it to be ignored. And with PR behind it, we should be able to propel it out there more effectively, get Matt Santanastasso or Clint Bailey or whoever it is that is going to be the co-sponsors, get them in the media, get them some more attention, and of course, we can also know, help Texit, and Texit can help us. We can cross promote as well. So I think all the rising tide will lift all boats in this case.
Independence is uniting Americans again.
Alright, Ian, he has to go. Barry's hurting me. Oh, just fucking scratch.
The parts that I understand about Yvonne's plan sound good. At least her instinct about leveraging the primary. I don't fully understand everything else, but that part, her instincts sound good.
Ridley, if you're ready and don't have anything to do, we're driving Riley to 420 and back. Oh, I see you. If you want to come.
I'm going to hang up now. We're all in the same place now.
Bye, Penguin.
Okay, bye, Chris. Bye.